All right, Hokie, we have a lot to get to and time's a-wasting. So quick take time from a two-time Super Bowl champion. Hey, first of all, I got a note from Dr. Adam Crowley that Trey Essex said the exact same thing to them that you said about the snap to Fields.
There we go.
It was probably a mix-up. See,
and mine's film study.
Yeah.
Trey's an offensive lineman. He knows the insides and outs.
Love it.
That's great.
Absolutely love it. All right, you said the real turning point in the game was what last week?
To me, the real turning point in the game, well, there's 2 points that went to the Steelers' favor. I thought that Justin Fields stood up, and after that fumble, he was on fire.
Yeah.
3 consecutive touchdown throws. But here's where I think that the difference happened. People are making a big deal about Minka's penalty. That was a garbage penalty.
Garbage.
Right? Second, what was it? Second and 10, and they gave him 15 yards.
Garbage.
That was an incomplete. It would have been 3rd and 10. But here's what happened. A Steelers defense who typically responds,
yes.
A Steelers defense who makes big plays in big moments, 3rd and 7 converted, 3rd and 10 converted. A defense that was on their game would have stopped Flacco on that 3rd and 7, when Downs got that, 20-plus yard catch, not a touchdown.
Yeah.
He broke a tackle, and then a 3rd and 10 touchdown to Ogletree from the 15-yard line.
Nobody else on the TV screen.
You got to stop.
What happened?
You got to get a stop.
I mean, Where was everybody?
Bad calls happen, but good teams overcome bad calls, and they had an opportunity to at least hold them to a field goal.
Yeah. And where was everybody on that play, Hokie?
There were a couple blown assignments in this game and mistakes that were made that they're going to have to clean up because you can't do that, especially on the road to a team like the Colts.
Devontae Adams, a yes or no from you?
No.
Why not?
I just think the Steelers, I think you give up too much for something like that. And he wants to go to the Jets. He wants to be with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's right? open to the Steelers.
He is. He's open to the Steelers. But
I mean, they have a problem, don't they?
I think you go out and you're giving up draft picks. I mean, the Steelers got a good core right now. And listen, Justin Fields threw for 312 yards last week. You're right? And protect him and let him be Justin Fields and try to eliminate some of these silly mistakes that he's made. Fumbling the ball, and forcing the ball, that's what's going to happen. But that fumble is a big one, I think you'll see this team continue to grow. He's gotten better each and every week.
Is he your guy, even if Russell's healthy?
Listen, I think that he's the kind of guy that Coach Tomlin wants.
Would he be your guy?
Would he be my guy?
Yeah.
He threw for 312 yards last week. He ran for 55 yards. He'd be anybody's guy if he plays like that every week.
Hmm. What if he has a mediocre game and Russell's healthy next week? Here's the way to phrase that question. Has Fields played well enough to earn a bad game and still be the guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's played well enough to go 4-0.
That was a very well-worded question, if I don't
that was really,
mind
well, you're always
so.
Really well-worded.
Thank you.
But I think that, listen, here's the reality is that you have Justin Fields, you see what he got, and I could see Tomlin potentially putting in Russell Fields just to see, okay, would it be any different? He can always go back to Justin. I think Justin's his long-term plan, though. I really do.
Here's one of the questions of the game, Hokie. One of the questions of the game, because it was so eye-opening, because they were doing the same thing. Cordarrelle Patterson is unstoppable in the same scenarios on seemingly the same running plays.
Yeah.
As Najee is gaining 1 yard.
Yeah,
what happened? How could that happen?
It's different styles. And we talked about this last year with Jalen Warren and Najee. Najee is not a guy that's a quick stop and restart, right? Cordarrelle Patterson, boom, boom. He can stop on a dime and accelerate. Jalen Warren, stop on a dime and accelerate. That's not Najee's game. Najee, one, I think that he struggles because the cutback, he has a hard time stopping and then cutting back and going and getting up to the second level. Number two, it's vision. Sometimes I worry about the vision of Najee Harris, right? He gets up in there, and there was a couple plays in the game that were the exact same runs that Cordarrelle Patterson had.
Right.
Patterson jump cut and accelerated back into the backside A or B gap, And Najee forces it in the front side B gap, right? And so sometimes I wonder about his vision. And listen, I'm not coming out here saying it, but I think there's been some criticism about his vision over the years that he's been here, right? So I think it's a combination of that. And he's just more of a power runner than a jump cut accelerating kind of runner.
There's been talk. In fact, Jerry Dulac put this out the other day. that the main reason the Steelers didn't give Najee the fifth-year option is because they were as curious as anybody to see, does Najee's running style fit in Arthur Smith's offense? So if you could simplify this, tell us how Arthur Smith's run game, the scheme of his run game, is different than what the Steelers have had, if it's different, and how that would affect Najee.
It's just a power running game. It's just line up, and I'm going to whoop the man in front of me. And here's the reality. If you look at it, when I talk about Patterson jump cutting and getting backside hitting a backside gap, you're not going to win every block. But as a running back, your job is, if it's not open, to try to find a way to find another hole that's open, right, and get up to the second level and third level. And Najee, those guys that weren't winning every block, they're not dominating the line of scrimmage right now. You got a lot of young guys in there, and so they're getting beat at times. And so Najee, if he's not jump cutting, if he's not seeing the backside hole, or he's not bouncing it, and he's able to beat someone, that's another thing too. I don't think for him not being able to accelerate. Now listen, I'm not saying he's a bad running back. I don't want anybody to listen to this. He's a different type of running back. He's a power back. I'm going to lower my shoulder and I'm going to blow through you, and it's tough to do that when you're at the line of scrimmage, right? But there's a play where he was hitting up in the B gap, and the outside edge, the outside linebacker got too tight up on the tackle on Dan Moore, and sucked in. All he had to do was jump cut to the outside. He would have beat him around the corner and gone for maybe 7 or 8 yards. He didn't see that, A, but B, I don't think he has the acceleration to get around the corner like that, like a Patterson or Jalen Warren does. So it's just different running styles where if a play breaks down, then Patterson or Warren, boom, they can adjust and fly. Najee, if that hole's not there, I think they get Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, I don't think he's a jump cut guy, but if the hole's not there, he's getting 2-3 yards. And the whole philosophy is, I'm going to pound you. I'm going to put you in a submission, and then what they did against the Chargers in the fourth quarter. And then we're going to break for a 20-yard run. Then we're going to break for a 12-yard run. That's Arthur Smith's style, and that's kind of how it was when I was there with the Steelers. We were just going to keep pounding. And the reality is, we're seeing Patterson. We're seeing Warren, who, boop, 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 like butterflies, or not butterflies, bumblebees, and then they're gone. That's not Najee's style.
Thing that worries you most about the Cowboys?
Dak Prescott going off and us trying so hard to shut down CeeDee Lamb that we forget about some of the other guys that are like the Calvin Austins, that are like the Van Jeffersons, that can hurt you, right? They're not game breakers, but if you focus too much on CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb is their offense. They don't have a running game, right? I think I read they have, 4 or 5 runs over 10 yards? I think 4 runs over 10 yards this year, and 3 of those are CeeDee Lamb.
Wow.
Lining up in the backfield, right? So they're trying to put him all over the place, trying to get the ball in his hands. But now, they have the tight end. He's not going to beat – he's not a game breaker. He'll move the chains. He's not going to crush you, Ferguson. But CeeDee Lamb, let's not focus so much on him that we're allowing the other guys to get open – and he's able to methodically move the ball down the field and hurt us. Because Dak Prescott, you leave someone open, he'll get it to him.
Who's going to win the game, and what will the score be?
I think Steelers coming home are going to rebound. I think that this Cowboys team, listen, we talk about the injuries on the Steelers. They've lost their two of their best front 7 guys.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons out. That's tough. And then Deron Bland, their all-pro safety is out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, our corner. I think he had 5 pick sixes last year, Deron Bland. So he's a corner, actually, the opposite of Diggs. So I think that they're really beat up defensively. So the Steelers, if they just go into this game and take what the Cowboys give them and not try to force things, not try to go for the big play, just go down the field and methodically just do what they've been doing. They did in the second half, against the Colts. I think they win this game, I would say, maybe easily by 10 points.
Did T.J. Watt have
is
a bad...
Easily, is 10 points easily? 10 points to me.
Yeah,
is,
I think a double-digit win. It depends on how the game goes.
Yeah.
Right? You could be up three.
If you're -2 in the turnover ratio, no. But if they go back to how they did the first couple games where they were +5, right? Just don't turn the ball over and create a turnover or two with Dak Prescott. I think they can win this game by 10.
Did T.J. Watt have a bad game?
I think they did a great job. I don't think a bad game is...
More about them than him.
The way they were blocking him. Listen, they have him lining up almost on the sideline, right? They stretching him out, and then what they're doing is they're They have the tight end. The tight end's jumping him. So the tight end's slowing his momentum down. So, right, so think about, like, we're talking about Najee Harris. Stopping and then accelerating. Stopping, accelerating. So as a pass rusher, it's all about your get off, right? It's about threatening that offensive tackle and then beating him around the edge like he does so many times, or the tackle thinks you're going to beat him with your speed and quickness off the ball. He commits outside, and then TJ, well, how many times have we seen him with a quick swim inside for the sack, right? The reality is on this thing is they were slowing down his momentum, so his strength about his quickness and get off on the ball, that where he's beating guys, he has to re-accelerate. By that time, the tackle is stepping back. It's hard to explain. He's taking his three-step drop or whatever, and he's waiting for him. And by that time, it's very difficult for TJ Watt to get to the quarterback. And then when he's one-on-one, they're holding him.
Yeah, there's always that. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Verizon, the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is treating deserving veterans to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit lunchwithcamhayward from Verizon.com. That's lunchwithcamhayward from Verizon.com for details. Hokie, you're a wonderful man.
What a great hour. That went so fast.
That was great. We should do something on the 2008 defense.
I would love to do an hour and just talk about the players. It'd be great.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
That is two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke.